In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I feel way more weighted over here. We'll see. We still have yet some minutes left. Today our synod commemorates the beheading of St. John the Baptist. This is from the Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's printed for you on the inside cover there. From the perspective of the world, it was ignominious end of John the Baptist's life. Yet it was, in fact, a noble participation in the cross of Christ, which was John's greatest glory of all. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets and also the herald of the New Testament. And in the footsteps of the prophets who had gone before him, in anticipation of Christ, whose way he prepared, this servant of the Lord manifested the cross by the witness of his death. As we commemorate John the Baptist today, what better way to start out than to take his word to heart? He called out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And so we stand to repent of our sins and receive our Lord's absolution. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are feared. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar. Let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins,
and lead us to everlasting life.
Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. We continue with hymn 518.
Saints in warfare, for all your saints at rest, Your holy name, O Jesus, forevermore be blessed. For you have won the battle that they might wear the crown. And now they shine in glory, reflected from your throne. A thanks for John the Baptist, who till his dying day made straight paths for the Savior, in heralded his way. In witnessing to Jesus, the time of threat or shame, may we with faith and courage the Lamb of God proclaim. Let us praise the Father and worship God the Son, and sing to God the Spirit, eternal three in one, till all the ransom number fall down before the throne, ascribing power and glory and praise to God alone.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you gave your servant John the Baptist to be the forerunner of your Son, Jesus Christ, in both his preaching of repentance and his innocent death. Grant that we who have died and risen with Christ in holy baptism may daily repent of our sins, patiently suffer for the sake of the truth, and fearlessly bear witness to his victory over death through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our catechetical lesson. What is the seventh commandment? You shall not steal. What does this mean? We should fear and love God so that we do not take our neighbor's money or possessions or get them in any dishonest way, but help him to improve and protect his possessions and income.
You shall not steal or take away what others work for night and day, but open wide a generous hand and help the poor in the land. Have mercy, Lord.
This time we invite forward our children for a children's catechetical lesson on the seventh commandment. Good morning. One of my favorite parts of today, I'll tell you what. I love seeing your faces. You see this box of Ring Pops. I can see you all salivating. At the store, this box cost me $30. Yep. Here, I'm going to count it out here. 20, and 1, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Cost me $30. Right? Now, a store manager who wants to steal from me, he knows it's wrong to just reach in my pocket and take out some money, right? More money. But it's also wrong for him to do this, to take this box that's worth $30 and charge me $40 for it, right? To add another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right? He just stole from me another $10 by charging me more for this box than what it's really worth. That is stealing. Right? Instead, the manager should sell me the box for an honest price of $30, not $40, right? He should help me improve and protect my possessions and income. That's what the seventh commandment is all about, right? Not stealing, but protecting one another's possessions and income. You know, kids, why we don't steal is because Jesus is our treasure. Every good gift we have, even ring pops, they come from Jesus. And when we don't have something, Jesus makes us happy with what we have, right? Even though you guys don't have ring pops in your hands, you're still happy because you have Jesus. No one can ever take Jesus away. Someone might be able to steal your ring pop from you, but they can't take Jesus away from you. No, they can't, yeah. Jesus belongs to us, and we belong to him. Jesus baptized you into his death and resurrection, right? Right there in the baptismal font. He has given you every good gift, the greatest gift of all even, the Holy Spirit, to live in you. Wow. The Holy Spirit is God's unbreakable promise, his guarantee of your future reward, the gift of life forever with Jesus. Wow. Now, as a token of this today, this wonderful gift we have, I'm going to give each of you a ring pop, but I'm not going to give it to you just right now, because for the rest of the hour, we'd all be hearing the crinkling of wrappers, right? Right? And maybe a few of the church pews would get sticky, and your hands would get sticky, right? So, that's right. And plus, your mom and dad, yes, right. Your mom and dad might not want me to give you one of these, and that's okay, too. I need their permission. So as long as mom and dad say it's okay, I promise you, I guarantee you, that this future reward of a ring pop will be yours. I'll have it with me as you make your way out of church. And if your mom and dad say, no, not right now, that's okay, because they probably have something better in store for you. There are ring pops at Casey's, right? And if they don't want you to have this one right now, maybe they'll let you buy one later. And for that reason, if you don't get a ring pop today, that's okay. I'll give you a dollar instead, okay? Which one's worth more? Let mom and dad decide that. All right. God bless you. You have Jesus. You have his Spirit. You have the greatest treasure of all. And his future reward of eternal life with him, probably with all the ring pops you could ever imagine, right? This will be yours when Jesus comes again. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have given us a priceless treasure, your Son, and you have poured out your Holy Spirit upon us. No one can ever take this gift away. And for this reason, we rejoice and give you thanks. You make us joyful in all situations, whether we have much or little, in good times and in bad. We rejoice because we have you. Help us not to steal our neighbor's possessions or take his money or get them in a way that only appears right, like charging more money for ring pops than they're worth. But help us to protect and improve our neighbor's possessions and income. This Jesus does for us. In his name we pray. Amen. All right. So after the service, I'll make sure I bring this out with me, okay? When we're all done with service, you can have a ring pop or a dollar. Let your mom and dad decide, okay? God bless you. You may return to your seats, and the congregation will continue with our readings for today. The first reading for the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist is from Revelation chapter 6. In this reading, we will hear John's voice for us today as he cries out in heaven. Here, listen. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness they had borne. They cried out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth? Then they were each given a white robe and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In our epistle lesson, we remember John's call to repent and be baptized unto the newness of life in Christ Jesus our Lord. St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. King Herod heard it. He heard that Jesus was healing the sick, and even that the 12 apostles were calling people to repentance and driving out demons and healing, anointing the sick with oil and healing them. Herod heard of it, for Jesus' name had become known. Some said, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others said, he is Elijah. And others said, he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard of it, he said, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised. For it was Herod who had sent and seized John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. And Herodias had a grudge against him and wanted to put him to death. But she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he kept him safe. When he heard him, he was greatly perplexed, and yet he heard him gladly. But an opportunity came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his nobles and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. For when Herodias' daughter came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his guests. And the king said to the girl, Ask me for whatever you wish, and I will give it to you. And he vowed to her, Whatever you ask me, I will give you up to half of my kingdom. And she went out and asked and said to her mother, for what should I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in immediately with haste to the king and asked, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And the king was exceedingly sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he did not want to break his word to her. And immediately the king sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. He went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head on the platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard of it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the word of the Lord, the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We now confess the faith of all saints and martyrs in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and sent him into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, was spoken by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
As we just heard about John's imprisonment and martyrdom, let us also remember the joy that was set before him, the joy that strengthened him to bear such a cross and die courageously for the faith. We sing hymn 673, Jerusalem, My Happy Home. You may be seated.
Jerusalem, my happy home, when shall I come to thee? When shall my sorrows have an end? Thy joys when shall I see? O happy harbor of the saints, O sweet and pleasant soil, in thee no sorrow may be found, no grief, no care, no toil. Thy gardens and thy gallant works continually agree. There grow such sweet and pleasant flowers as nowhere else are seen. Thy garden evermore shall bloom, and evermore do spring. There evermore the angels dwell, and evermore seducing. Apostles, martyrs, prophets there around my Savior stand. And soon my friends in Christ below will join the glorious band.
In the name of Jesus, amen. The world looks up to men and women who defy the authorities, who stand up courageously against the powers that be. History books idolize Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, and the founding fathers of America. Lutherans venerate the memory of Martin Luther, who refused to yield to the Pope's decrees. And the world, around the world, monuments are given in honor of heroes who died fighting for political independence, such as King Leonidas, Sparta, William Wallace of Scotland, and Stonewall Jackson of America. But the greatest such hero, apart from Christ our Lord, goes largely unnoticed by the world. On this date, August the 29th, the Christian Church honors the martyrdom of St. John the Baptist. Regarding him, our Lord said, "There is no greater man born of women." Therefore, we would do well to remember such a man as John in the church. John is a pivotal figure in the history of God's people. John stands between the Old and the New Testament. He ushers in Christ and serves as the end-time figure all at once. John is the last of the Old Testament prophets, the son of a priest, a miracle child, whose human conception and birth was announced by the angel Gabriel, similar to our Lord. Like Israel's ancient prophets, John speaks boldly of the Messiah. But unlike them, John beholds our Savior face to face before his death. John was our Lord's forerunner. He called him the mighty prophet Elijah. But John wasn't only a prophetic messenger. He shared in the flesh and blood of our Lord, being the cousin of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of our Lord himself. John was not only the last Old Testament prophet, he was the first New Testament preacher. He not only proclaimed the word, but he is the first to minister the sacraments. John is the Baptist, the one who connects water and the word of God's grace and salvation. The one who, in fact, baptizes our blessed Lord himself. As St. Paul tells us in our epistle, we are united to Christ through this baptism, to him whose baptism was administered by John. And so in a very real sense, we are all linked to John through our own baptism into Christ. As we heard today, John's faithful preaching didn't make everyone glad to hear him. John the Baptist is certainly the patron saint of every Christian whose confession of the law made someone mad at him. He was the Lord's forerunner who prepared his way and was martyred for the sake of his preaching of repentance. We Christians should expect nothing less from the world. The red we see on our altar today is not only reminiscent of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit, but of the very real red blood that flowed from John's body and the bodies of all the saints. the martyrs. This body today awaits the resurrection when it shall be reunited with its spirit, the spirit which cries out even now for vengeance under the heavenly altar, so says the author of Revelation. In a very real way, John represents the entire history of God's people. He straddles B.C. and A.D. He binds the prophets and priests of old to the bishops and pastors of the new. He connects us in the temporal world to the angelic hosts of eternity. He is a continuation of the preaching of the gospel from before the coming of our Lord to the time after Jesus' incarnation. He shares family ties of flesh and blood with the Virgin Mary and our Lord. He is the symbol of holy baptism, and his martyrdom is the symbol of the Christian life. For didn't our Lord say, "Take up your cross and follow me"? Didn't he tell us that what is done to the master will be done also to the disciples? Doesn't he warn us that we will be dragged before the enemies of God's kingdom, interrogated, harassed, tortured, and put to death, if we confess the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? We should expect persecution. John was beheaded for the sake of our Lord, who is his true head. The Lord Jesus Christ is also our head, the church's head. We, the body of Christ, submit to him, to his will, to his word, to the life and the works he has prepared for us, even if it means it will cost us our own lives. Hearers of the word are to take John's sermon of repentance to heart, and doers of the word are to expect martyrdom for the sake of him to whom we are yoked. Submission to Christ and suffering for the sake of the faith are the common experience of laymen and clergy alike. All of us are fighting the good fight for the faith. Every battle in your life as a Christian is a legitimate one. You are witnesses to Christ, even if you don't stand in the pulpit. You are witnesses to Christ in the great moments and in the seemingly insignificant ones. You are a witness in your cross-bearing and how you react to hardships. You are a witness in what you say to your spouse and in what you don't say to them, taming the tongue. You are a witness in how you live out the faith at school, at work, in the home. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. But don't be surprised when your path leads to more hardships or greater trials or even prison and death. Instead, be like John and hold fast to his Jesus, whom he proclaimed the Lamb of God, your Savior, who is the propitiation of our sins. In Christ, you will face all the troubles and trials ahead, be they big or small. You will face them assured, convicted, confident, comforted that our Lord is with you. As you equip yourselves this day and arm yourselves for the battles ahead, behold, our Lord grants you the vision. The vision of that life and that world to come. Can you see it? Did you see it when you were singing that hymn right before the sermon? Did you see it? Jerusalem, Jerusalem, our happy home. The place where John is now, where there is no sorrow, no grief, no care, no toil. That's where I want to be. And if martyrdom, if in prison and beheading gets me there sooner, then Lord, thy will be done. But if our Lord has appointed me, and I speak on behalf of all Christians here, yeah? If our Lord has appointed me to suffer a little while longer, if in his great wisdom he's chosen me to fight a few more battles, to love my wife, to raise up my kids, to tend to my aging parents, if he has appointed me to call a few more sinners to repentance, to cause a few more folks to get mad at me and curse me, to forgive the penitent, to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the weak and distressed, to baptize a few more babies and adults, to serve a few more tables, to bury a few more of our blessed dead, to toil a little longer until my time comes, well then, so be it, Lord. For in you my labor is not in vain, and these present sufferings are not my burdens, but my honor and my joy. Let no one say while he is suffering, O Lord, why me? But in the Spirit let him say, Lord, you work all things for the good of those who love you, who are called according to your purpose. Whatever trials and tribulations you have appointed for me, let it be for your glory. If you will, Lord, let me see the good that you are working in my suffering, if only some of the good, that I may be strengthened. But if, in your wisdom, you would rather hide these things from my eyes for a time, then so be it. Yet do not leave me, for you are my peace and my comfort in this affliction. Strengthen me this day in the company of the upright. Lift me up in the midst of the baptized congregation, and let me find in your supper a foretaste of that bliss you have prepared for those who love you. As I come to the rail this day, O Lord, let me see the angels and archangels gathered around that throne. Let me see the prophets and apostles in the blessed communion of saints. Let me see the martyrs and John. Let me see my beloved. Let me see Jerusalem. But most of all, O Lord, let me see you in the bread and in the wine, that as I behold these humble morsels, my spirit and my tongue may cry out with John and all your saints, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Church announcements. These are what are not written here. Wednesday is the men's club at 7 a.m. at Buffalo Ridge. We're working through our Bible study there. And then ladies' aid later that day on Wednesday at 1:30. They meet here at the church. I have not informed you all that we have the pastors here in Storm Lake have finally been able to have recurring services at Methodist Manor for our beloved family members there, for all our congregations, all the members there. We meet there on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Every Thursday, 10 a.m. It's a full divine service with all our LCMS members. Other members of different church bodies are invited. We just commune with those that are of our faith. So I invite you, if you'd like to see some of our members, that's a great day to come and visit them. We're all downstairs in the activity room at 10 a.m. The other announcements are written there for you. Rally day and kickoff for midweek, September 12th and the 15th. And then Hanover Fest is today. It's from 12 to 7, right?
Yes.
12 to 7, right down the hill. I look forward to seeing you down there. With that, we turn to the prayers of the church. Congregation, please stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and missionaries, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives and for all families, from generation to generation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Tristan, Holly, Heather, and Anjali, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for the families of our fallen soldiers, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Max, Scott, Carrie, Mike, for Brett Wilkinson's father and mother, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, Heather, and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Mike, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. Continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because this Lamb is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth, adored heaven and earth with full acclaim, the glory of your name.
Sing Hosanna
in the highest, sing Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. By faith, the saints of old beheld, held fast to your promise of things hoped for, though not yet seen, leaving an example and encouragement for us who walk now by faith and not by sight. Grant that we may faithfully eat and drink this holy supper of your Son's body and blood, and in the union of the mystical body of Christ, the Church, be joined in unending praise with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Moses, Elisha, and all your faithful prophets, John the Baptist, the blessed apostles and evangelists, the holy martyrs, and all the saints in glory who fought the good fight of faith before us. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Take, eat the body of Christ given for you. Take, drink the blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. the body and blood of the Lamb of God, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen.
Let your servant depart in early peace.
For I have seen the
glory of your redeeming grace.
Awards to the Gentiles
unto your holy hill. The glory of your people, your chosen Israel.
All glory
to the Father. All glory to the Son. All glory to the Spirit, forever three in one. Beginning is now, shall ever be. God's triune name resounding through all eternity.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated for our final hymn, 677, For All the Saints.